Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're embarking on quite a thrilling journey, actually. We're taking a deep dive into Trans-Mongolian Express. It's the brand new thriller by bestselling author David Robbins, just out this year. Now, this incredible novel, as many of you astute readers probably know, draws its inspiration from Warren Adler's classic Trans-Siberian Express. Our mission today isn't just, you know, a simple recap. We want to explore some of its most compelling elements and themes. Really delve into those layers that maybe you noticed or perhaps even missed on your first read. Think of this as a kind of companion deep dive, yeah? Designed to deepen your appreciation for this really gripping literary ride.
Absolutely. And what's truly fascinating here, and something Robbins, I think, handles with such precision, is how he takes that high-stakes world of Cold War espionage, you know, nuclear conspiracy, and then grounds it firmly in the chilling aftermath of the 1986 Chernobyl disaster.
Right, that setting.
Exactly. It's a setting that, well, it isn't just a backdrop, is it? It's an active force. It immediately pulls you into this world that's just on the brink, where the air itself feels heavy, you know, full of unspoken threats and historical trauma.
Okay, let's unpack that setting a bit more, and the characters, too. The novel, it literally plunges readers onto the legendary Trans-Mongolian Express. And right away, we meet Lara. She's an American radiation scientist, and she's on this urgent, almost desperate mission, trying to uncover the truth behind a potential second nuclear catastrophe.
Yeah, and she's not alone for long.
No. She's quickly joined by Anton, who's this principled Soviet nuclear physicist. His moral compass is constantly being tested, isn't it? And then there's Timur shadowing them, a Chechen mercenary with a brutal past and, frankly, a completely inscrutable agenda. This trio, they form the core of this incredibly tense, morally ambiguous journey.
And if we kind of connect this to the bigger picture, Robbins masterfully uses the train itself, that confined, hurtling environment.
Yeah, it's so claustrophobic.
It really is. It becomes more than just transport. It's like a microcosm of post-Chernobyl Soviet society. It's populated by this mosaic of passengers. You've got potential spies, exiles, party loyalists, black market traders, and they all have secrets. So Lara's initial scientific investigation, well, it quickly spirals, as readers find out.
Oh, it definitely spirals.
Into this complex web of murder, political subterfuge, betrayal. Mm-hmm. And what's really striking is how Robbins uses that claustrophobia, as you said, to amplify the psychological pressure. It makes every single interaction feel fraught with double meanings, kind of echoing the pervasive distrust of that whole era.
And here's where it gets really interesting, I think, for those of us who've, you know, turned these pages. Lara and Anton, they quickly discover the danger isn't just in the past. Someone is actively trying to unleash a second nuclear catastrophe, potentially far more devastating than Chernobyl.
A terrifying prospect.
Absolutely. And for me, the journey just becomes this relentless race against time. Alliances shift with dizzying speed. Lara is constantly forced to question who she can actually trust, even people she's starting to depend on. It's not just a masterclass in building suspense. It's crafting the psychological tension where the internal struggle feels just as intense as the external threat.
That raises such an important question, doesn't it? One that kind of echoes long after you finish the book. Beyond the thrilling plot, Trans-Mongolian Express deeply explores these really timely themes: scientific responsibility, national loyalty versus, you know, personal conscience, and the profound personal toll of political manipulation. The novel really posits this world where truth is dangerous. It's almost a weaponized currency.
Yeah, weaponized is a good word for it.
And those ideological lines, they blur until they're almost invisible. It forces individuals like Lara and Anton to confront these systems built on fear and silence. And it challenges us, I think, to consider what we would risk for truth.
So what does this all mean for us, the readers, today?
I think the genius of this novel is how deeply it resonates now. It echoes current concerns about nuclear proliferation, sure, but maybe even more profoundly, the spread of misinformation. The weaponization of truth in our own times of global crisis.
Right.
Robbins takes this historical event and shows us how easily fear can be manufactured, how challenging it is to figure out what's real when narratives are deliberately obscured. It feels incredibly, almost chillingly timely.
Exactly. It's a taut, really compelling reminder of, well, the enduring fragility of peace and the human cost of maintaining it, the moral compromises that are sometimes required when information is controlled, the richly drawn characters, the relentless pacing. It makes this not just an entertaining read, but a genuinely thought-provoking one. forces you to reflect.
Definitely. So whether you've already experienced the twists and turns of Trans-Mongolian Express and are now maybe seeing its deeper layers, or if you're just considering stepping aboard, David Robbins has crafted this truly compelling blend. It's history, science, and edge-of-your-seat suspense. It's a book that truly makes you think about the world we live in, both past and present.
Indeed. Maybe consider, as you read or reflect, how easily fear and silence can shape narratives, and how critical it always is to question who controls the truth, both in the past that's depicted and, well, in our present moment, too.
We really hope this deep dive encourages you to pick up David Robbins's Trans-Mongolian Express and delve into its timely and thrilling world for yourself.